Sean, how did it feel to get back out there and to have the impact that you did? Doug Gottlieb was just praising your athleticism and versatility in the front court. How did it feel to get back after missing a game and to have the impact you did?
Oh, it felt great. I mean, I'm just blessed to be able to be back out there, you know, with my teammates, and because, you know, I had a pretty scary fall, and I just been thanking God every day for allowing me to get back on the court so quickly. Yeah.
This seemed like the first time this season where maybe you've really put the team on your back and really started to make things happen instead of maybe deferring to some other guys. Was anything different about this game in your approach and what you were able to do?
Nah, I do the same thing every time we have a whole game. I don't do no change, nothing. Wake up, read my Bible, have to shoot around, get Subway, come back, get my little nap, put my lucky shoes and socks on, and I play the game. I just play. That's so. Well, just give out glory to God, yo. Without him, I won't be here. Without my teammates and coaching staff putting me in the right position today, I won't make those plays. And I was just picking my poison. They was going under a lot, so I took wide open three. When they were double team, I kicked it out, throwing lobs. I mean, it's just fun playing like that. It's just fun, and I don't have to take the low all the time. It depends, yo. It depends. Because, like, I just start liking Jimmy John's. Jimmy John's fire. And Jersey Mike's fire, too, though. But Jersey Mike's don't got too many options, though. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. But Subway cookies are fire, though. So that's why I go.
What's been big for lifting your three-point efficiency at the start of this season?
Reps. Reps. Constant reps. And shooting with Junie. Yeah, it helps a little as well. Yeah, so every time he shoots the ball, I think it's going in. So, we got a bunch of shooters on the team. Michael, Junie, Michi, sometimes Colin when he holds his follow through. But yeah, we got guys that we just compete with each other each and every day. So I feel like they just help you as a player and helps us as a team when we compete against each other and then we go out and compete against somebody else.
You obviously were expecting to have Aaron out there, and without him, you are playing a little bit of a different role. Can you kind of take us through what the difference is when you were playing more of a five in this system than what you were when you guys were out there together?
I mean, it's just a lot more five, but with the offense we play, it's kind of – I was kind of doing the same thing I was doing before. I was getting a lot of reps at the five, so it, you know, that helped me for the position that we're in now. So just having those reps – in the season and playing at the five is kind of a seamless transition.
Anthony Roy, I think he had 30 points. What were some of the challenges in defending him? Seems like he was making plays all over the court. What was the strategy going in to contain him as much as you possibly can?
Make him see crowds. And we gave up a lot of transition threes to him. They had just comfortable rhythm shots and, because it's how they play is they keep you so spread out because they backdoor all the time. They backdoor consistently, so it spreads you out defensively. And we gave him gaps, gave him lanes, so it's, when you're a player that's in a rhythm, like it's just hard to stop somebody to get him out that rhythm. So, yeah, he's a great player, great scorer at all three levels. So we could have did a better job defensively on him.
Bruce, you mentioned kind of picking your poison. Do you think that's something that's developed as you've been here over these – 2+ years now of when to, seeing the game and when to do certain things?
Definitely. Freshman year, this game was going too fast for me. Extremely fast. Now, just being an older guy, now I'm a junior. Crazy. But, I just analyze the court differently now, just being an older guy, just see where my spots are, when I need to score, when I need to get this guy a shot, or when he needs a shot, like, yeah, it's all calculated in my brain, but I can't like really understand, explain it. But it's just like this is what I think 9 times out of 10, like on the court all the time.
You mentioned having shooters, and not to take away from the guys you've played with before, but to have guys that you can count on and knock down shots or suck the defense away. How much does that help kind of open things up for you too? Well,
definitely, it opens driving lanes, especially when we're making shots. I know Junie on everybody's scouting report, heading on out. Especially if Michi keeps shooting like he did, Micah. So like it's just hard when the teams can shoot and also deck the ball at the same time. So, and I feel like to beat us or anything of that nature, you got to have multiple defenders and you got to guard for 40 minutes. So that's really rare. That's really hard for us, and especially us locking in on defensively on that side, then going out in transition and scoring. I feel like it'd be a hard team to beat.
they were hanging around, and finally you guys just did like a 20-1 run or something, really shut them down. What was different about that part of the game coming down the stretch defensively?
They're a great offensive team, so they gave us problems first half. And we gave a lot of transition buckets, a lot of broken down plays first half, and second half they went on a run. It's just the game of basketball. I never flinched, never not doing what I do each and every day, each and every game. I just stayed the course, and we just broke through it, came together, made sure I was extra more vocal in huddles and telling people that where I need them to be and stuff like that, so we put my team in the right position to win your ball games.
Played good defense the whole game. They were just making shots, or do you feel like you played better defense down the?
I feel like we responded better second half. We did not play well. We probably going to watch a film for an hour tomorrow or Wednesday, because we got to clean those things up. Some of that just error plays, especially with the things we go over and they score. That's how you really can get a coach mad. So, yeah.
Bruce, I'm trying to avoid the generic, what does 1,000 career points mean to you? What's it meant to you to be a Buckeye through these years, through all the ups and downs that you've kind of endured through this time?
I just thank God, yo. Just a blessing just being here. I just wore this jersey across my chest for my third year now, and I just wear it with pride. I wear it with honor each and every day, because it's just a blessing to be here, and especially playing each and every night front of Buckeye Nation, for my coaches, especially for my brothers that I play with and I grind with in the summer each and every time. So it's been a blessing. I had a bunch of teammates to help me get to this point, and I'm going to keep moving forward. You know.
Sean, playing with Devin, you guys do something similar, but you have some different aspects to your game. Where's your comfort level, I guess, playing alongside him, and what can you guys do together when you're on the court together?
I mean, it's great playing with Devin. We both have a lot of versatility as a front court. We can, you know, guard all the positions and switch with each other, switch with all the guards. And we both really good rebounders. So, you know, we really take pride in getting, you know, a lot of rebounds and pushing the pace for our team. I just feel like we both do our job very well.
And that was a tough fall that you took. What was it like just getting past that and for playing such a physical role and battling down low? Like, you're going to take bumps and bruises and knocks. Like, what did it take to just mentally move past that and be okay to go out and play and have 11-8 tonight?
Yeah, like I said, right, it was just like a lot of praise, thanking God just for allowing me to be able to play, because a lot of people that have falls and hits like that, they, you know, got to miss multiple games. So just being able to play was such a blessing. And you know, once they clear me to play, just had the same mindset that I always have, just play as hard as I can.